Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Valley Vibe Radio. Listen live and catch a vibe as we explore the ever-expanding world of music. I'm your host, Johnny Barra, and here on the show with me today, I have a very special guest. He's a talented young musician who is a part of a new band called Prior Notion. I want to introduce everybody to Joseph Quenga. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
Absolutely. I'm really excited. We get to play a couple of your tracks. You guys sent us a couple of your tracks off your new EP.
Yeah.
And the EP is also called the same as the name of the band, right? Prior Notion.
Yeah.
So Prior Notion, it's can you tell me a little bit about the band before we play your first tracks?
Prior Notion. Well, if we had to pin ourselves down to one genre, we'd be rock. But we're really inspired by a lot of different genres from all over the place, and it's just me and one other guy, my guitarist. His name is Vincent Roy. He lives in France, so we get kind of a little bit of a eclectic vibe going on because it's just two cultures mashing together with a lot of different genres that inspire us.
Very, very cool. So let's talk about your first song. We're going to play the first song. It's called It's All Right. If we can cue that up and get ready to play the first song. Before we start it, though, can we talk a little bit about that song?
Yeah, definitely. At the time I wrote it a couple years ago, and I was coming from a really rough place, I guess, when I wrote it. At the time, I was feeling really suffocated in my life, and I felt like I couldn't cut loose. And so this song is just kind of telling people, like, sometimes it's okay to cut loose and, like, just let everything out, bring everything out onto the table, because it's better to cut loose and just, like, have one night of just, like, just wrecking the town instead of just suffocating yourself and just feeling more and more and more stressed until you blow up, basically.
Well, you heard it here. Here is It's All Right by Prior Notion.
I used to
You just listened to It's All Right by Prior Notion. What a great song,
Thank you.
I really like the fact that that song is such an uplifting version of like rock.
You know,
I feel
definitely.
Like nowadays that kind of music is a little bit missing mm-hmm. in our era. I mean, really, let's talk a little bit about those lyrics.
Okay.
Right? You talk about, you know, driving your car into the ground, taking that train, going all the way down, right? Those are some of the lyrics in there.
I think those lyrics just come from a place of self-destruction. I think we all kind of feel a little bit of that sometimes.
And you said you wrote this song over 3 years ago. Do you mind telling us a little bit about the place that you were in when you wrote this song?
Yeah, basically it was just kind of a place where I felt like I couldn't make my own decisions, and I was just kind of coasting along through life. And nothing that I was doing was what I wanted to be doing. And I don't know, I just, like I said before, I just felt really suffocated. And every song I write from a really true place, true to myself. And I feel like when you're very personal and true to yourself, other people can relate to that. I don't know, what can you relate to it?
Absolutely. I feel like that's the beauty of music sometimes, is that when you come from a truly personal place, you can connect with people. That's the beauty of music, right? And I feel like sometimes that's the point, is try to connect with people that may be going through the same, you know, troubling times or whatever it is, and the music can kind of help them get through it.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. And at the end of the day, that's all I really want to do, is if I can connect to just one person on a personal level, like, that's good enough for me.
And that's all you ever really need, right? So let's talk a little bit about the band, Prior Notion. Where did that name come from?
We actually landed on that name not too long ago. We were like just kind of going through names, and most of the names didn't really mean anything. I mean, today, like, it's almost like every single band name's already taken, so it's so hard to find something original. But we really like the name Prior Notion because, well, one, it's original, and Prior Notion, I mean, essentially just means what you used to believe in. And a lot of our songs come from a place of like, this is what I used to believe in, and now I'm a changed person. I'm more mature, I guess.
And would you say that that's something that your band kind of stands for?
You
know, kind of moving forward? And
always moving forward, always looking at different perspectives. I think that's a good thing.
Very cool. So how did Prior Notion start as a band? I'm curious.
It started with, so my parents were just having some backyard party, and this is in Dana Point, California. And our next door neighbor had a friend over from France, Vincent, our lead guitarist, and he came over, brought his guitar, and we ended up jamming, and it like instantly clicked. Like, we were like basically just like the same mind, playing the same music together, and we just had the same passion and the same drive to create this music.
And so you guys said you had a jam session, guys playing on guitars, I'm assuming?
Yeah, just playing guitars, yeah.
So what's your background with the guitar? How long have you been playing?
I got my first guitar when I was 8. Got it down in Pismo Beach, Spanish guitar. It's like $100, but I still have it. Still plays beautifully. And then from there, I kind of just slowly started learning more and more, and to where I am now, I guess.
That's really, really cool.
Thanks.
I really think that. Let me backtrack a little bit. Let's go into you, because you're the lead singer, right? Do you write all the songs for this EP?
Yes, I do. I kind of start off writing basically all the lyrics and most of the music just as the basis, and then Vincent kind of comes in, and sometimes he reins me in because I can be a little bit too imaginative. I think, yeah. But then he kind of comes in, and he writes some of the solos and kind of tunes some stuff up a little bit, and we kind of bounce ideas off each other too.
So is it just you and Vincent in the band, or is there other members?
Yeah, right now it's just me and Vincent.
Gotcha. And so who produced the track, like the full version of this EP?
The producer on this EP is Alex Kling, and he owns the company Full Impact Music and Production. He's a great producer. He's a really, really cool guy.
How did you end up meeting him?
I actually met him through my girlfriend's brother. He had worked with him before and suggested that I meet up with him. Before we met up with Alex, actually, we had a really bad experience at the studio, and it was kind of a downer, but we kind of picked ourselves up and decided that we were going to find a better producer and just see what we could do. We ended up finding Alex, and we actually ended up recording just in an upstairs bedroom this entire EP.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think you would have known that unless I told you.
Sounds like a professional quality to me.
That's good.
And that's the goal, right? And that means you have a good producer, especially with the sound that your guys' band has. I think it brings it, it came all together very, very well. So I'm just curious, and I'm sure some of the listeners here at KPC are also interested. Like, what got you into music in the first place?
I don't know, dude. I mean, some people call it like a calling. I think everyone has like their one thing, their goal, their dream, you know, like their drive to do this one thing. And I guess music is just my one thing that I've always wanted to do as long as I can remember. And if I never did it, a part of me would always feel empty. I think some people can relate to that.
Absolutely. And sorry, that was a really good, well said, very well said. I think music is that for a lot of people too. And I give props to you for being able to come out here and show the music that you've created.
Yeah, thank you.
It's beautiful, honestly. So we have a couple other tracks on, we have another track that we want to play for here on KPC. This song is called Closure, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this song too.
Closure is basically your run-of-the-mill breakup song. The lyrics are kind of surface level, but I've never really heard a breakup song that touches on some of the topics in the lyrics, and I hope that other people can relate to it too, because it's come from a very personal place for me.
And we're, so this you wrote this song?
Yes.
And this is a personal story to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It's kind of a lot of different relationships mashed together.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, here it is. This is Closure by Prior Notion. You just listened to Closure by Prior Notion. And again, I really like this whole EP. Everything that you've shown me has a very unique style for all of these songs. I really appreciate them. Let's talk a little bit about this song and break it down a little bit. Because this song is a very... It's kind of funny. I don't know if you noticed this, but I definitely did. This song has this, you know, sort of melancholy feel where it's, you know, the breakup song, but yeah. At the same time, it's like a very uplifting rock kind of song. Could you describe this track a little bit to me past the, like, what I see? Was that something you were going for?
Yeah, a little bit. If I try to make it a little bit uplifting, because in the end, I think the best thing you can do is, whether it's a breakup, whether it's you're ending a friendship with a friend or someone that's been close to you for a long time, I think the best thing you can take from that is a lesson. I mean, you need to move forward and learn your lessons, basically, and just become a better human.
And just out of curiosity, what was the lesson that you learned based off of this song?
Yeah, as I said before, this song is a lot of relationships just kind of mashed together. And what I kind of learned from this is that oftentimes in relationships, it's not always just your perspective, and someone else might feel a completely different way than you do. And this song is kind of just, it is melancholy, and it's a little bit like, oh, woe is me, like this happened to me. But at the same time, I brought in that kind of uplifting nature to it to say, like, this happened to me. And basically one of the lines I say is, you're the stain on my life, which is this relationship has basically just been a stain on my life. I don't know anywhere way else to say it. I mean, I completely forgot where I was going with this.
It's okay. So I'm curious about the process that you had when creating this song. Where did you start?
This song took years to create. I kind of just started with that beginning little riff, and I really liked the melody and the progression of it. So I was like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. And then I actually completely wrote the song like a couple days before we were about to record. And I was like, okay, this is one I want to put on the EP, just because it spoke to me at the time, and it still does, and I think it's really relatable, and it's also really accessible to a general audience.
Okay. And for anybody that's looking to hear more of your music, especially because there's, how many songs are on this EP?
There's going to be four songs on the EP.
Okay, so where can we find Prior Notion's EP?
You can find our EP on iTunes. It's going to be out sometime in early April, so next month. And shortly after it's being released on iTunes, it will be on basically most streaming services, Spotify, Pandora, Google Play, I mean, you name it. It's going to be on all those places.
Gotcha. And for those who are listening and who want to follow them, you can also find them on Instagram at Prior Notion Band.
Yeah.
Simple as at Prior Notion Band, you can find them. Be sure to follow them because I look forward to hearing more of your music and seeing you guys progress as you guys, you know, continue to create your music. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to add or to let the viewers know?
Not really, no. Other than at the end of the day, I mean, I've done this and this is our first EP, so I want to say to you, if you have any goal that you want to get done, just do it now. Just do what you know you need to do. Do what you know that at the end of the day fulfills you, makes you a full person. I don't know, just I guess follow your dreams. I know that's kind of cliche, but
it's the truth.
Not a lot
of
people do it, and they should.
I agree with you. And I think it's really great that, you know, musicians can come and create this music and share it with the world. I think it's a beautiful thing because that's like we were talking earlier, it's the way we can connect with our audience, you
yeah,
know?
Definitely.
And I hope that the some of the viewers out here heard these songs and were able to make that same connection with you and the connection that you want them to have with you, because, you know, a lot of times, there's a lot of music out there, and there's a lot of musicians and artists, and it's hard to really get on a personal level with them. But, you know, I feel like coming here to the show today and talking with you, I think we all got a chance to really get to meet, you know, the members of Prior Notion, you specifically, you know, and it's a really great thing, and I appreciate you so much for coming onto the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so follow these guys up on Instagram at Prior Notion Band. You guys can find them on iTunes and on Spotify here very soon, very shortly.
Yeah, early April.
Early April. It'll be a great thing. Definitely got to keep up with them. I look forward to hearing more of your music. I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show. Tune back in next week for another... Oh, wait. Next week is spring break. There is no show next week. 2 weeks from now, we'll be having another show, and I want you guys to come back and tune in to the Valley Vibe Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys. You guys have a great rest of your day.